something, though, that when God spoke to Mary through an angel, Gabriel, to reveal to Mary, the Virgin Mary would give birth to the Son of God. That she is so intrigued by it, that's found in Luke 1 verses 26 to 38. She hears that from an angel. You're going to give birth to the Son of the living God. I think we have had so many Christmas stories that we miss out on the truth behind that. And I think the church has become so desensitized to the very miracles that took place in order for us to receive our Savior. Because the in-betweens in life, we look at the things of the past, but we never reach for the things of the future. So Mary has a visitation from Gabriel. The Bible says, fear not, Mary, fear not. You have found favor with the Lord. I don't know about you, but let an angel show up and he says, fear not, there's a reason why. There's a reason. She's a young girl carrying the seed, being impregnated by the Holy Spirit supernaturally. Our natural minds can't understand it. Religious minds can't understand it. They even came against the fact that Mary gave birth to Jesus. I've wondered why it is so hard for us, having all the resources, all the ability to seek after truth, that we still doubt the very simple thing that God said, and it was. That we get so caught up with the things that we knew in our past that we never reach for the things that are ahead of us. So the Gabriel says to her that you're going to have a son, and you will call him Emmanuel, God with us. And then speaks to Joseph, the one that she was about to get married to, and tells Joseph, oh, I know what's in your heart, that you're going to marry this child. But she is with child through the Holy Ghost. Fear not. Has God given you a promise and you've come into fear? Has God spoken something about truth into your life and a promise to your life and fear has set in? Because it doesn't look like how it's supposed to look in your mind. It's always different. Isn't that something? I have seen where God has spoken something into my life. I think, oh, this is going to be great. This, oh, is amazing. Yeah, I got this prophetic word. It was awesome. And then hell breaks loose. Have you ever been through that? We go through all kinds of things just because seed was deposited and it was word seed. But what's going to cause that seed to die? Persecution. All kinds of things. Can you imagine what Mary went through? She had just left Elizabeth's house and was walking back to go be with Joseph, and the angel comes to speak to her that Elizabeth is with child. Do not worry, she is with child, and you will be also. Isn't that something when God speaks to you, tells you something about somebody else, somebody else's impossibilities became possible? Don't miss this. Don't miss this. What God makes possible for somebody else's impossibilities, he's telling you, I'm also going to make it possible for you. Oh, y'all missed that. That was a good point to just shout right there. I know it was soaking. I know you were deep in the Holy Ghost. I know you were in the Holy of Holies. But in that, you get impregnated with something, with what his plan and his purpose is for your life. With all kinds of things start happening. Mary was just minding her own business, planning a wedding. You know how you brides are. Is this a little bit too loud for y'all? We're good. Because I really want to say this, because when we get so caught up in our planning, ain't nobody can come and tell you how to do it the way they want to do it, because you have your way of doing things. Oh, Lord. If you ever have Bridezilla come and tell you, this is how it's going to be. I don't care what you say. I don't care what your input is. This is how it's going to be. I know you don't like those dresses. They cost a lot of money and you'll never wear it again, but you got to go buy it. Why? Because they're after what they want. It's my day. Can you imagine, Mary? You got to understand that when they're about to have a wedding, this wedding is not just a one-day affair. It's a week-long affair. You think stress is bad for one day for brides today? Try a whole week of festivities. Do we have enough food? Next question, do we have enough wine? Oh, excuse me, you religious folks, I know. We don't have no wine. Can you imagine the state of mind that she was in on the planning stages? And an angel comes in to interrupt her. Talk to a bride. Oh, by the way, you're going to be pregnant. Your dress isn't going to fit. See, y'all don't read into the word like you're supposed to be reading into the word. She was a virgin. And I believe she said, I'm going to have my white dress and I'm going to be a virgin. I'm going to keep my figure so that when I walk in, I know Joseph is older than me, but when I walk in, they're going to look like, man, how did he get that young woman like that? Y'all are missing this. There are some things God is going to do to disrupt your plans. You may have things planned out the way you think it's going to go. But God has a way of sending a messenger, an angel, to begin to tell you that you're carrying something that has never been carried before. Can you imagine her now? Walking from that place that she had the visitation from Gabriel to go and tell now her fiance, y'all better look at this real good. Because Melissa over there, you're getting ready to get married and Holy Spirit tells you that you're going to have a baby being impregnated by the Holy Ghost and you got to go tell your fiance you're pregnant. How do you think that's going to go over? I just came from Elizabeth's house. This big old angel came in and told me I was going to be pregnant. How you feel about that? What's your fiance going to do? You're pregnant with the Holy Spirit. Are you seeing this? Sometimes things are going to come to you that make no sense to everybody else around you. But if you heard God and you know in your spirit, in your knower, that God said, then you don't let anybody take what God said away from you. If you may have had some hurts, some scrapes, some bumps, some bruises, and some pain along the way, but you don't go back to all of those emotions, you keep on your in-between to get to your next place. Not everything's going to happen the way you think. Whew. And success does not look like what you think. Oh, Lord. I know we're supposed to get into grubbing out right now. I know it. I told the boys, don't you put those chairs down. I heard something. You're the Holy Ghost. We are in our in-between. This should be an old saying, oh, don't look at my situation now. I'm in between blessings. The last one was good, but I'm in between. I'm getting ready to get something that's different, new, and fresh, that fits me perfectly. I know I'm in all kinds of mess and persecution right now, but I know something is coming my way. But I'm not going to look and draw back on my past experiences, looking at what my future is going to hold for me, thinking that my past is going to tell me how my future is going to look. My past has no way of telling me what my future looks like. My past has a way of telling me what God did for me then, he'll do for me in my future. Are you hearing this? She is going now to the one that is going to be her head. the husband. Can you imagine the fear? I bet you she was walking and thinking the whole time, I was scared of the angel, but I'm more afraid now to go tell this man because he's about to kick me out the house. I got no place to go. Sometimes your promise is going to require you to be alone. Shoo. Oh. Your promises may have you standing alone, looking behind you, looking to the side of you, and you ain't seen nobody that was once there. You don't see anybody that you know, but the only one that you can feel is the Holy Spirit inside of you saying, what I spoke to you was from me. Don't you doubt it, and don't you curse it. Shoot. She could have given up at that moment. This is too hard. This is too hard for me to carry. Why are you laying this load on me like this, God? And I got to go tell my fiance that the wedding plans are off. You're going to miss this. You're going to miss this. Who is the father of Jesus in Scripture? Joseph. What is Joseph's occupation? Oh, you know that he's a carpenter? Do you know if you have a trade, you have money, you have notoriety, you have influence, you are known. Are you hearing this? And now the one that you're about to get married to, in this whole preparation of what your plans were, are now interrupted by something bigger than you. And has to humble himself. I know you're looking for it in the Bible. Pastor, that's not in there. No, say nothing about how he had to go tell everybody the wedding was off. Do you think that he just left and that was it? This man knew something was up. Because the angel came to him. So before Mary even got there, God already spoke. Oh, Lord. Can I get someone this limber quick? Can someone just stand right here? Stand right here in the middle. A woman, if possible. Woman. Okay, good. I'm glad you stood right there. Now, you're the seed carrier. See, I just impregnated you, and you're carrying seed. You see, now that you're carrying seed, watch this. What you need to understand that God has already called somebody else to help you carry that seed. Josh, can you stand right over there where Jennifer is, please? Right there, just stand with Jennifer. Watch this. In your transition from receiving your blessing and promise from God, you still got to come from here all the way over there. And the process of your in-between from here to there, you don't know what God has already done. The fear is already in place. I was just minding my own business. I was just coming back and getting all the doilies ready for the wedding. I was going over the list and where we were going to put Aunt Pookie and Grandma over here and put, you know, Bobby Sue over there. We're going to do all that kind of thing because we're doing all the seating arrangements. But now an angel comes and tells me that I'm pregnant. I would tell my husband to be. There's a whole bunch of fear and there's a whole bunch of thoughts going through your mind. And you still got to go and tell him what you just heard from the Lord. Your process from A to B, your transitional phase, sometimes is lonely. And nobody's going to understand it. The people that come around you, what are you doing? What do you mean the wedding's off? Come on, Rebecca, come tell her. You can't cancel the wedding. I already bought my dress. Tell her. See, now watch this. She's going to try to walk with you and try to encourage you. Don't go and tell them. That's silly. That's foolish. You can't do that. Come on, Sylvia. Now this Sylvia over here is going to represent Joseph's sister now. Now, Joseph's sister's going to be a little bit hot under the collar. Don't you dare do that to my brother. You got no business hurting my brother because I'll cut you. Y'all are too religious and too spiritual to not think about what this woman, Mary, was thinking about throughout the whole process. You think everything has to be written? Some of the things are implied. You have to understand that the scripture is speaking about a culture. And a culture that when a woman received that kind of word, it was so weighty that the fear that was there, the angel had to repeat it again. Fear not. What you are carrying, oh, you better hear this by the Holy Ghost. Even the one that you're in love with, you're afraid he's not going to understand. And the one that loves you, your family around you, think you're crazy. But you still got to get from where you're at and go and tell the one that you're coming in covenant with. But along the way, things get a little bit difficult because of what you just heard people telling you. Truth of their feelings and their emotions begins to rattle your faith. But you still got to keep on. But in the process, you get to the point like, I don't even know if I could do this. This seems like I'm about to lose my life if I go on with this. Guess what God does? God already has it in place to go and speak it to the one that is going to help you carry your vision. Read your word. Read your word. The angel Gabriel comes now and tells Joseph in a dream, oh, your wife is impregnated by the Holy Spirit. And you will call him Jesus. Woo! Watch what happens. The angel tells her, now get up and go get her. She didn't make it over here to get him. The other carrier of the one that is in covenant came because the Holy Spirit says, you're going to help her carry this seed, this promise, what I have given you. You're going to meet her along the way, and your process of in between now has a new direction. Oh, are you hearing this? Well, you thought that you had to come over here, and the thing that you were afraid of is no longer fearful because God rid you of the fear when he came to you with big old smiles. Baby, I heard that you pregnant. I don't understand, but I got a visitation too. Guess what that just did? Came into agreement. Agreement of the word. Agreement of the promise. Not everybody you come in contact with is going to agree with your destiny. I'll get my own damn song. Now watch this. Did they stay in that region? No. Grab me. I know. Role play. We're role playing. Ooh, Sister Colleen. You should have been in church because Pastor Marty gave her hand to your husband in marriage. Stop it. Now watch what happens. The seed, the promise comes to her through the process of trying to get to that transitional phase of in between to there. God brings the one that's going to help carry that vision into fruition to her, and they leave to a new place. A new place, a new destiny with what he has in store. Now face the people. Watch this. You get impregnated with the word of God and the promise that he gives you and the process of getting from A to B, the transitional phase. God sees fit to bring destiny to you. Oh my God. He brings it to you. Well, you thought you were going to transition out of a place to go to someplace else. God says, no, stay put because I'm bringing it to you. Then not only do you come in agreement with the things of God, he then moves you to a new location, a new territory where now everything begins to make sense. What was written of what was spoken to you, you become to get revelation of the word through the scriptures. My God. That when you receive something from God, you don't stay in the same place. Ooh. You think that where you were at, you were going to be blessed? No. It had to get to the point you think it was going to be stripped from you so God could establish something better for you that would bring you more influence to you to open up the region of influence in your life. Because if you would have stayed where you were at, you would have lost what you had. You would have lost hope. You would have lost faith. And you would have given up because you were on a downward spiral. But God says, I saw fit to step in for you. Why does God step in to promise and destiny? Do you think it's because he just loves you so much? He has a bigger plan that's bigger than you. But he chose you because he favored you. You have the great honor to hold his seed. And after he sends you to a new place, watch this, my God. Can you imagine what she was thinking after she begins to show even more and more? She begins to get uncomfortable. Y'all know how it is, you women in here that are giving birth to children? Hormones. Don't make me get real on y'all. Having them babies like that, your hormones begin to change. You begin to look sideways at the one that's helping you carry your promise. Are you hearing this? Because when you begin to go through a change that your body now begins to shift a little bit, your faith begins to get tested a little bit. Your mind gets in the way of faith. And you almost get to the point of getting rid of the one that's helping you carry seed. He never said it was going to be easy. He never said that you're going to give birth to a child and everybody's going to reject you. You're not going to give birth in the town that you're in right now. You're going to give birth someplace else that is unconventional. My God, every door has been shut in your face. Every door has been shut. They don't even want to accept you in. But you're carrying seed. You're carrying promise. For the ones that are also closing the door on you, it is their promise also. Are you hearing this? Just because you get a door shut in the middle of your transition doesn't mean that you quit in the middle of transition to going and birthing your blessing. It got harder and harder when they were coming to a place and they start knocking. Knocking on doors. She's about to give birth. She's about to pop. Now she's at that point. I'm so uncomfortable. We've been going through this day and night, trying to look for a place. I'm tired. I can't continue on no more. I can't carry this thing no more. I don't even think that you're helping me. I think that you're hindering me. How come when I connected with you, I was in a place that we were about to have a wedding? But now I'm out here in transition, out in the open, in the cold. And I'm about to give birth to something that is so powerful and so meaningful. But how is it that it's God and no one wants to accept me? And I'm knocking on the doors to, let me in, look at my condition. But doors keep shutting on you. Your transition is not easy, but it's purposed. It's purposed. Every door that gets shut, you think, oh my God, this couldn't have been you. Let's get rid of this thing. Let's abort. Let's abort. This couldn't be you, God. This couldn't be you. If the Son of God royalty was coming here on earth, I should be giving birth in a palace. Not in a pig's pen. Not in a barn full of dung. Hadn't been cleaned out. Hadn't been swept. Why? If this is truly God, why would it be so hard? You're carrying purpose. And every door is shutting on your face. Don't lose sight of your transition. My God. Because you'll miss the very birthing of the promise that He spoke into your life. What makes this thing come to life is persecution. Pressures of this world come against you that you can literally feel to help pressure this thing to be birthed so that the water would break. God. You ever feel like you're being broken? You ever feel like you're losing life? Losing faith and losing hope. You've been there. You've tried to figure out how you're going to get out of it. You try to figure out, is this thing ever going to come to an end? Will it ever stop? Will things ever change? And you just got to continue on. But when that water breaks, you don't have time to get ready because here it comes. What is the significance of water breaking? Holy Spirit is breaking forth to bring promise out. Because if you haven't broken the water yet, the physician of today has to go in and break the sack that's been protecting seed. Don't lose hope. If He spoke it, it's going to happen. Regardless of what it looks like. Regardless of what is being said. And regardless of what influence tries to come in. You just keep on knocking. You just keep on knocking. You just keep on. And when they say there's no room in here, you can't come in. You can't come in. The star will move. My God, and everything that you were doing without, He's already put it in the wise men, the magi that saw from the star that they began to follow after. This is the star that would lead them to the child that's already been born. My God, hear this. Hear this. In the process of you carrying seed, in the process of your transition, you don't see resources. You don't see the things that are coming to you to help you. It isn't until after the birthing comes, now the magi come and present their gifts. Provision comes after the birthing. But you've been going through and you want to quit and you want to give up and you want to abort. But God saw fit to put someone that's going to help you, work with you, walk with you. And to help you birth the very promise of God. It's not easy at all. Trying to figure out how you're going to make it. Will you make it? I can't even stand no more. I've got to go lay down somewhere. This couldn't have been God. Can you imagine them talking to each other? I think we missed it. I think we missed God. This wasn't God. King Herod's already put out a decree to kill all these babies. And we're about to give birth to a baby boy. How can this be God? How can this be God when the dreams are being killed? And everything around you seems like nothing but death has followed you. And this doesn't seem like this could be God because the road that you were traveling on was not made easy street. It was nothing charted. They had to go in the night hours. Many times when you're carrying purpose, you're traveling at night. Because of the persecution that comes during the day, and they see what is taking place. You feel isolated, you feel alone, but you're carrying purpose. And when you give birth, it's not in a place where you thought it was going to be. It's not in a place where you think it's going to come from. It's not going to even be sterile. There won't even be physicians there to help you. You got to do this one on your own. Joseph didn't have no other children until afterwards. Joseph didn't know what to do. Ask every man that's been in the delivery room. They don't even want to look. They're too queasy. Heaven forbid, when I was in there with my son, they said, look over there. They did a C-section. Look over. I looked up. I thought I was going to pass out. Can you imagine what Joseph was going through, Junior? What do I do? It wasn't like he can turn and ask the donkey or ask the pig, ask the cow. Oh, like we all see in the nativities. Oh, yeah, the camel was there. Yeah, the lamb. It was real nice manger. No, it wasn't. That's what our minds want to believe. That's how beautiful and nice it was. Oh, he was in a nice, clean sweat barn. No, he was born into dirt and filth to wash it all clean. If God himself can come in the flesh in an unconventional in unthinkable way, you better start looking for your blessing in a different spot instead of looking for it amongst it. Oh, my God. Y'all may be seated. Thank you. Thank you. Give a hand for Mary and Joseph. Mary and Joseph. How many of you are carrying promise? It is hard. You got to press onward. I believe that they begin to help each other out. When Mary was giving up, Joseph was saying, we got this. We got this. We can do it. When Joseph was feeling weary, like a man that says, I left everything that I once had. I had at least had a job. I had ways of making money. And now I have nothing. I don't know how to provide for you. I don't know how to do for you. I don't know how to be a husband for you in this situation. I don't know how to take care of you like this. And God says, you're not going to have to. I will. I'm going to send people to bring you treasures. And these treasures, my God, if you truly understand the treasures that were presented to Jesus, the Bible says that when they saw the star that it stood over Bethlehem, they entered into the house. To the house where the promise, the seed, was wrapped up. Even after the birthing, you still got to keep it tight, wrapped up, guarded, and protected. Because you can't let anybody come in unless God sends them. Oh, you better hear this. Too many people want to make alliances with people just because they're anointed, just because they have a gift. You better know that God has called them to be with you. You do things based on emotions, oh, you'll mess up. You'll mess up bad. How many of you have been down that road? You did things on emotions. Yeah. It's not easy, is it? I think that's why God made our knee to be bended, so we can kick ourselves in the butt. I told you not to do it, but you didn't want to listen because you had all the plans. What do you do when God disrupts your plans and reveals his plan? You go try to get yoked up with somebody that you think is the one. If you just wait and start pursuing destiny, he'll bring the one that's going to come in agreement with your destiny and come to you. Ooh, you better hear this. There's a word from the Lord. I know it's a Christmas story. Hallelujah. But when I read the Bible, and I see what she went through. you went through some trouble. You went through some pain. Doubt tried to creep in, but that's why he spoke the way he did to Joseph. Told Joseph, get up and take her. Don't. I know you want to get rid of her, but you're not. You will marry this child. But you will not come into relation with her until after the baby's born. My sister, y'all ain't going to like this. You're not going to mix your seed with God's seed. Y'all missed it. Y'all missed it. Go ahead, Josh. We'll close with this. Too many times, God has given us a supernatural seed for us to carry, but we mix in our own seed. And we want God to bless our portion, but he's already blessed his. Transition from A to B. Don't forget your in-between. Don't forget your in-between. Your in-betweens are not easy. Your in-betweens are very difficult, uncomfortable. But God's going to send someone to help you carry what he's promised you. Amen. Bow your heads if you would, please. I know it was a soaking night, but I really felt this was a word. This is a word that we understand. Don't miss your blessings of the in-between. Let go of your past, but reach and stretch for your future. She stretched. She reached. And she birthed exactly what God told her to birth. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now, under the very presence of the Holy Spirit in this room, Father, I just thank you for each and every individual that can relate to the very message of your word, God, that we're carrying your promise. You have spoken something to our spirit. Maybe our mind hasn't wrapped itself around that word to swaddle it, to keep it close and keep it tight. But our spirit has. And our spirit says yes to you. Let us not mix our seed with your seed. Let us believe, God, that everything that you've already given us, you've given us the resources to maintain it. It may not come in the process of transition. Just like you did in the Israelites in the wilderness, Lord, you rained down from heaven manna. When the manna ceased, God, their diet changed and they partook of the fruit of their promise. And it never fell again because now you brought them into your promise. When he takes something off of the menu because he's getting ready to feed you something new. So, Father, I thank you for them, each and every individual here in this house. Their family members represented. By spirit, oh God, I thank you that they're here in proxy for them. I pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, those that are going through the transitional phase, Lord, of their in-between, let them reach for the future and not draw back on their past. So let the pain go. Let the wounds and the scars heal. But to reach and stretch for the thing that lies ahead of them. Their destiny. So, Father, I thank you right now for every individual under the sound of my voice, whether here physically or here by the Spirit or even by the podcast, Lord, that you bless them and that you keep them and that you reveal to them truth of who you are in their life. Let them begin to seek after you with such a thirst and a hunger, God, because you said you give drink to those that are thirsty and food to those that are hungry. Let us be a people, God, that are strongly pursuing after you. So we thank you for it now in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's precious children said amen. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know it was just a soaking night, no preaching, but when God drops something, we just have to be obedient to release. Amen. I received word right before I came up. That My brother, his daughter was rushed to the hospital. Some of you that have been with us know John Woods and John Michael and Ray and Miss Terry. Ray was just rushed to the hospital and he's asking for prayer. So I'm going to ask you, if you would, to stand with me in this, if you would stand. I've known that child since she was a baby. Father, right now we come in agreement as a congregation. And under the corporate anointing, oh God, we just declare for the enemy to take his hands off of her. Whatever blockage, whatever ailment, whatever attack, God, your word says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So we stand together as a family that release this word, and we speak into the spirit man of Ray, everything Ray Bonds, right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your body right now. Line up with the word of God. And by the stripes upon Jesus' back, you are healed. Let there be a report that goes out tonight. Tonight. That she'll be going home tomorrow morning. That it is past. Let it be a false alarm of what they originally thought. And let it just be a spasm. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over this right now in Jesus' mighty name. And I call it done now. And all of God's children said amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for standing with me and believing by faith that this is done and it is canceled, whatever work it is. But more importantly, that she'll be released home. Amen. If we would, Miss. Before we do tithes and offering, I was going to do the creed. Before we get the offering envelopes and before we get everything else, I just want you to reflect just for a minute. Just for a minute. What the Lord has spoken to you in the past. Before Miracle hands out these envelopes. Whatever the Lord has spoken to you and you haven't seen come to pass, that's what I want you to write on your envelope. I want you to name that seed. I want you to name it so we can believe God for the breakthrough, for the birthing. Amen? I want you to think about his miracles. You go ahead and hand them out now. As she's handing them out, if you got to do PayPal, still do an envelope. And just write it and place that in here. Think about it before you do it. Don't just do and give out of compulsion. If the Lord is telling you, I've already gave at the other church, or I've gone here, name your seed, put it in the envelope, put it there. We're going to pray and believe God for it. Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, that I pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you bless their offerings, you bless their seed. But more importantly, you bless them when they're coming and they're going. Bring to pass what has been spoken, that it shall not return void unto you, but they're carrying seed. They're in the process of the transition, and they're in between. They're still reaching for their destiny. So we thank you for it now in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's children said amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, as they're getting that ready, can I have some gentlemen to go out into the lobby, get the chairs ready so that we can have our potluck out there? Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Oh, they're done. No, chairs are not done. I'm looking right through the door. There's chairs up. Okay. Anybody else need an envelope or anything? Are you okay? Everybody got served? Amen. You may deposit the seed. If you have any questions that you would like for us to try to answer, raise your hand. Any questions, concerns that you would like to have asked? Okay, amen. Hold your question. Was there a question answer somewhere? No. Was there one? No? Okay. All right. A quick announcement. December 25th, that's that Sunday, Christmas Day. We will not be having service on Christmas Day. Okay? We're not having service that Sunday, Christmas Day. It's up on our website, and I'll share also again on Sunday. It's for you to spend time with your family and reflect on the goodness of God. I know everybody's buying gifts. Hey, amen. I don't knock that. I like my gifts too. I get them from my kids. Spend time with your kids and share how wonderful and glad that you are that you have them, your spouse, your mother, your father, your family members. That's what it's about. Bless them. Pray for them. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, just making sure. And then after you eat and all that, it's all good. Relax. Don't go out running around. Enjoy your Christmas. It's a gift that God has given you. But remember, give him the gift, your life. Amen.